Hello. Hi. Hi. I'm not saying it's hello. Sorry, I've been a bit absent. I've been a bit under siege now I think of that really shitty movie. Basically, I had an upswell in the usual shit that I deal with. And it's healthier for me just to maybe take a step back than to try and maintain normal business, whatever, while I'm dealing with that. Because recently I have been dealing with some. I've been very anxious and very depressed. And I have been dealing with that. I've said that like 19 times so far. But it was directly plugging into my content matrix. That makes it sound far more sci-fi than it is. Into my little creative engine, and it was not great. When you're trying to be creative, but you're very anxious at the same time, and you have an influx of, I don't want to say abuse, just not very nice stuff. It feeds in. Have you ever made pasta? If you have a pasta machine and you're making pasta and something gets stuck on a roller, it leaves its mark on the pasta sheets that you roll through it. It's the same thing for me creatively. I got really paranoid. I recorded a 90-minute ramble the other night. And towards the tail end, I got super paranoid because I was being me, I was being enthusiastic, I was quite frankly being adorable because it's, be honest, I am fairly adorable. Yeah, I hate that. And I got anxious and paranoid and I deleted the whole thing. So it has had an effect, so I did take a step back just to, first of all, deal with it, and secondly, to bolster myself. I can't detach myself from my content. See, this is the bad thing about doing something you love. Do I love it? I do. Sorry, just it always, you know that saying, do something you love? No. Work some something about if you do something you love for a job, you'll never work a day in your life, and that's not really true. If you take something you love and make it your occupation, hello. It means, well, I guess it just depends whether it's a creative thing or not. So I love maths. Oh, nerd. And if I was doing accountancy for my job, I probably wouldn't have a problem with it because numbers are numbers. The problem with doing something creative is it plugs into your emotional core, creative matrix, emotional core. I'm a cyborg. And when something plugs into your emotional core, when bad things happen, it kind of affects everything. I did take it a little bit. Ooh, just pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up, pick up. And I am a lot better. A lot better. I think mostly because I'm not getting, tens of 20. I'm not getting that much crap in a day because it is a case of if you react, you'll get more. though you kind of have to. That's me struggling not to. Sometimes the internet is not a very nice place to exist. And it doesn't matter if you're a girl or a boy, you can attract this as a, well, as anyone on the internet, but as someone who is a, oh, I hate this phrase so much, content creator, it is, you do raise your head up from the parapet. It's, so, yes. And my biggest problem is that I'm very good at what I do. I'm very good at all the different types of roleplays. So that means that I have a crazy amount of variety. And that's a bad thing for these people who will latch on to one thing that I've done. And then get really, 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 really upset that I don't just do that one thing. The cops are coming! So yeah, these things, when it gets this bad, I always get messages every day. That's the reality of my situation. But you do get swells. And these swells do tend to coincide with school and college holidays. Just saying. This one was just particularly bad, and particularly bad timing. But, yeah, I am ready to get excited about Japan. I am excited about Japan. Because I had this thing, I've always wanted to go to Japan, and I've had it booked so many times, and, well, you know, stuff has happened. COVID, all these kind of shit. That just, all this kind of shit that runs down. I didn't want to get excited too soon. But I've actually paid for my hotel room, which was a venture in itself. So now everything is booked. So now I'm allowing myself to get excited. I just need the words. See, this is something that I've also noticed when I get really stressed or anxious. My vocal issues become exaggerated. And, yeah, that really does mess me up. So I am really sorry I've been quiet. But yeah, I am. I'm here. Hi. It's okay. But like I said, can you hear Doctor Who in the background? yeah, I hope that you're having a great week. And I'm going to sap up a schedule for live streams and shit. Probably after I have marinated some lamb. Because I'm domesticated. I'm okay. I promise.